Life.
人间情。
A silent love.
让我做你的声音。
From the very beginning, the girl's family objected strongly on her dating this guy, saying that it had got to do with family background and that the girl would have to suffer for the rest of her life if she were to be with him. Due to family's pressure, the couple quarreled very often. Though the girl loved the guy deeply, she always asked him, "How deep is your love for me?" As the guy was not good with his words, this often caused the girl to be very upset. With that and the family's pressure, the girl often vented her anger on him. As for him, he only endured it in silence. After a couple of years, the guy finally graduated and decided to further his studies overseas. Before leaving, he proposed to the girl. "I'm not very good with words, but all I know is that I love you. If you allow me, I will take care of you for the rest of my life. As for your family, I'll try my best to talk them round. Will you marry me?" The girl agreed, and with the guy's determination, the family finally gave in and agreed to let them get married. So before he left, they got engaged. The girl went out to the working society, whereas the guy was overseas continuing his studies. They sent their love through emails and phone calls. Though it was hard, but both never thought of giving up. One day, while the girl was on her way to work, she was knocked down by a car that lost control. When she woke up, she saw her parents beside her bed. She realized that she was badly injured. Seeing her mom crying, she wanted to comfort her, but she realized that all that could come out of her mouth was just a sigh. She had lost her voice. The doctor said that the impact on her brain had caused her to lose her voice. Listening to her parents' comfort, but with nothing coming out of her, she broke down. During the stay in the hospital, besides silent cry, it's still just silent cry that accompanied her. Upon reaching home, everything seemed to be the same, except for the ringing tone of the phone which pierced into her heart every time it rang. She did not wish to let the guy know and did not want it to be a burden for him. So she wrote a letter to him saying that she did not wish to wait any longer. With that, she sent the ring back to him. In return, the guy sent millions and millions of replies, countless phone calls. All the girl could do besides crying was still crying. The parents decided to move away, hoping that she could eventually forget everything and be happy. In a new environment, the girl learned sign language and started a new life and told herself every day that she must forget the guy. One day, her friend came and told her that he was back. She asked her friend not to let him know what had happened to her. Since then, there wasn't any more news of him. A year had passed, and her friend came with an envelope containing an invitation card for the guy's wedding. The girl was shattered. When she opened the letter, she saw her name in it instead. When she was about to ask her friend what was going on, she saw the guy standing in front of her. He used sign language to tell her, "I've spent a year to learn sign language just to let you know that I've not forgotten your promise. Let me have the chance to be your voice. I love you." Then he slipped the ring back into her finger. The girl finally smiled.